League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and good morning, listeners. Welcome to another edition of News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host, Ashwin, wishing you a very happy Monday morning. On the 5th of June, 1 billion people watched India play Pakistan in the Champions Trophy. The British will carry on the parliamentary elections as planned, despite the London Bridge attacks. North Korea rejects UN sanctions and vows to continue the nuke program. Americans will work on climate change without their president. And Wonder Woman is a movie heroine in its opening, collecting $223 million. That's a lot of money. First piece on the news is that 1 billion people watched India play Pakistan in the Champions Trophy match. India beat Pakistan by setting up a total of 319 for 3 in 48 overs. Virat Kohli, Shikhar Dhawan, Yuvraj Singh and Rohit Sharma starred, as each scoring more than 50 runs. The game drew 1 billion television viewers. Though sport was just an aside to politics, the rival nations have not faced each other off since the 2015 World Cup. The British will carry on with parliamentary elections. UK Prime Minister Theresa May on June 4th called for stronger response to terrorism after Saturday's London Bridge attack, saying enough is enough. But some businesses will continue as usual, like Thursday's parliamentary election. Campaigning halted briefly this weekend, resumes Tuesday. In fact, the election is because Theresa May wants to claim a full majority as opposed to the partial majority she has currently. She believes that the Brexit will be more effective in its rollout if she has more of a majority, and she's taking the gamble of hosting another elections. Yes, for all that we've spoken about Brexit, it's still not rolling out. There's still a lot of majority that Theresa May needs to roll it out. North Korea rejects UN sanctions and vows to continue the nuke program. North Korea's foreign ministry has said that the country fully rejects the latest UN sanctions against its citizens and they will continue its nuclear weapon development without delay to defend its sovereignty. The ministry further called the UN's decision as an intended hostile act to curb North Korea's build-up of nuclear forces and cause economic suffocation to it. Next piece on the news is that Americans will work on climate change without their president. Pledge America, a group of US states, cities, universities and businesses, is vowing to work on climate change in defiance of President Donald Trump's decision last week to pull out of the Paris Agreement. Based on precedent, the Green succession could succeed. It's very noble of Americans. Yes, for those of you who don't know, Donald Trump pulled out of the Paris Accord agreement last week in a very weird fashion. Last piece on the news is that Wonder Woman is a movie hero in its opening, collecting $223 million. It seems there's no glass ceiling for some female superheroes, at least. In its first weekend of release in movie theaters globally, Wonder Woman earned $223 million. In the US, the movie earned $130.5 million, more than Iron Man, Doctor Strange and Thor when they opened. With that, we wrap up another edition of News on the Go on the 5th of June. You guys have a great day and keep listening to your daily dose of news. This is your host Ashwin signing off, and I'm leaving you with Beautiful Life by Lost Frequencies featuring Sandro Cavazza. Have a great day, guys. Beautiful, beautiful.
returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.